You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, the Fan. The Wizards are the talk of the town, man. Big trade going down with Trae Young coming to town, dude. When we first started hearing about this, I think everybody was like, man, ain't no way Trae Young is coming to D.C. And give it a couple days, man.
When I saw him, when I heard it, then I saw him yesterday saying it would be his first place. I'm like, okay, this could happen.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
And as
man.
I was driving home last night, I'm like, damn, it happened.
All right, our boy CJ Holmes is joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline to help us make sense of this thing. CJ, senior NBA writer for the New York Daily News. CJ, what's up, dude? How are you, buddy?
What's going on, y'all? Sounds like we got a new point guard in the district, huh?
Yes, we do.
Can we start with how the hell did this happen that the Wizards – the Wizards are in the middle of this 3 to 100 year rebuild, and Trae Young decided he wanted to come here.
You know, this is no indictment of my beloved Wizards, but I don't think the phrase "Wizards are stars' preferred destination" has ever been uttered in like the history of
right.
the league. Right?
Yeah.
You know, all this kind of came together really quickly, right? You know, the Wizards are a team that, you know, they've been tanking this year, or at least they've, you know, defaulted into tanking this year. I thought they came into the year trying to be competitive, but, you know, the situation. And you didn't really think that they were going to go star chasing, but, you know, here they are. You got a 4-time All-Star and Trae Young falling into your lap right now. It's a little bit of an odd move, mm-hmm. but then again, you know, hats off to the Wizards front office. They just went from, Jordan Poole. Oh no, they went from Bradley Beal to Jordan Poole to Chris Paul to,
they just keep flipping them.
Yeah. To the cat who they just traded,
CJ McCollum.
To CJ McCollum, to Trae Young while stockpiling assets along the way. I mean, that's just like masterful work by the Wizards front office. And now they got a pretty big piece that they can either build around or try to flip again down the road.
Could that be the whole thing of it? The front office. And I mean, they have a reputation of being damn good at what they do. And also a lot, the stars around the league know who those guys are. You know, can that be what's making it a little different than it was in the past?
I think it's just a little bit of a push to make the Wizards a little more competitive in the immediate term, right? You know, of course, Trae is hurt. I think he's been limited to like 10 games this season. But
is he actually hurt, or does he just hate Atlanta?
I'm sure the truth is somewhere in the middle, Jesus. you know, this way, you know, obviously we don't know when Trae is going to be on the court for the Wizards. He is due for a new contract, but I don't think there's any rush to negotiate that because, you know, guys, the Wizards lottery pick is top 8 protected. So I don't think that this team is necessarily in any position to try to win this season. But when you're looking into next season, you know, you could potentially have, you know, Trae Young, right? You have that top 8 pick if things fall out correctly. You got Trey Johnson, 19, Bilal Coulibaly, 21, Tyshawn George, 22, Alex Sarr, 20. I mean, that's a pretty good young core, right? And that positions the Wizards to be competitive next season.
Yeah. Here's my thing, though, for the Wiz. Everything is about this long-term rebuild. This upcoming draft is supposed to be one of the best ever, right? I mean, there's a ton of major candidates, right?
Right.
If they right now, the Wiz are the 4th worst team in the NBA, I believe. and they've got to be bottom four to keep a guarantee of the top eight in the lottery, and that's how their pick is protected. Are they actually trying to win games now? Like, what needs to be the priority? It's cool to get Trae Young, but then you're not going to have a first-round pick, possibly. Are you? I guess they have the Thunder's pick, which is probably going to be like 28.
I mean, that's the thing, JP. I don't think the Wizards are in any rush to win this season. I think this is a next season move.
Because if he's hurt, they don't have to play him.
Because, like I said, Trae's hurt right now. There's no indication when he's coming back to the floor. And, you know, this will probably be one of those situations where recovery takes a little longer than a lot of people think, right? But, you know, here's what a lot of people have been talking about, right? Like, even if Young's on the court, like, you know, depending on which Trae Young you're getting, it's kind of a built-in tank, right? It's an ethical tank. You know, as talented as Young is offensively, great shooter, master distributor, led the league in assists just last season, Young's a defensive liability on a young team that, you know, although the Wizards have been hot in recent games, overall, the body of work on a young team that has struggled at that end of the court, he's a high usage player. And, you know, that can stunt some of these young guys' growth this year, right? And we all know Trae likes to jack him up. He can shoot you out of games. So I guess the vision is, you know, if Trae's going to be on the court for, you know, extended stretches this year, you know, it's kind of a built-in ethical tank. Trae's going to get his numbers, right? But at what cost? At what efficiency, right? And the Wizards might find themselves losing games anyway. But overall, it's a short-term rental, right? Young could opt out after 2006 of no after 2026 if no contract is reached, if the fit is poor. So, you know, they didn't give up much to get him. So, you know, I think it's a win-win situation for Washington.
You make that sound kind of good. Built-in ethical.
I love that line. I'm actually tweeting it out right now. Do you think Trae would opt out and try to get free agency even with $50 million guaranteed on the table?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I mean, likely no, but maybe yes, right? You know, it's one of those things, like, think about what the Wizards did with Jordan Poole, right? You bring in Jordan Poole, you know, you let him get his shots up, you let him kind of, like, recoup some of that value, and then you flip him for something down the road, right? Trae's in control of his own future, too. Yeah, $50 million is a lot to leave on the table, but, you know, if the guy's supremely, you know, confident in himself and thinks that, you know, he can now go join a contender after repairing his reputation a little bit, mm-hmm. I mean, I could totally see that happening, too.
That's crazy, man. Very, very interesting stuff going on. Our friend CJ Holmes joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can read CJ's work in the New York Daily News, covering all things hoops in New York and across the association, covering the Nets. Do you think it's the dude Schlenk that is on the Wizards front office is the reason why Trae wanted to come here?
Yeah, that's probably a big part of it. I do know that front office official in Washington, I believe that he was involved in Trae going fifth overall to the Hawks. And, you know, when a guy's going to a new situation, as much as they need a change of scenery, sometimes having some sense of familiarity, you know, helps with that transition. So at least Trae is now coming to an organization where, you know, he already has, you know, some rapport with someone in the front office. And, you know, I guess the hope is, yeah, that helps the transition. And, you know, he arrives somewhere where he actually knows someone.
I wanted to sneak two other things in, non-Trae Young related. You covered the whole league. I know you covered the Warriors for years. Steve Kerr came out and said, we are a fading dynasty. We know that. Everybody knows that. Is it weird for you to see where the Warriors, I mean, all dynasties come to an end. Do you feel like that's what's happening in Golden State?
Man, the Warriors were here in Brooklyn on the 29th of December, and you know, that boy 30 doesn't look like he's missing much of a beat at his advanced age. But, you know, one thing I'll always give Steve credit for is keeping it real. And, you know, Steve Kerr has never been shy to say what we're all thinking, right? He's very upfront in that way. And I'm not surprised to hear it because it's the dead truth, man. It started with Clay leaving for Dallas. You know, these draft picks, these high draft picks that the Warriors had through the years, James Wiseman, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, and now Brandon Podziemski. You know, these guys were supposed to be the bridge that led the Warriors out of out of the Steph Curry twilight years into the future. But, you know, these guys aren't, you know, developing at the pace that the Warriors thought, right? And on top of all of that, you know, the Warriors are one of those teams where they're never bad to have a lottery pick. At least in recent years, they're not bad enough to, you know, have one of those high lottery picks for a true rebuild. So it's been a little tough, but, you know, the truth of the matter is, Steph's getting up there. Draymond's getting up there. And you know, they have far, far, far less time ahead of them than they do behind them. And, yeah, man, all good things come to an end. And, you know, the Warriors are even struggling right now. I think they're, you know, like struggling to stay in the playoff picture, 500 team. You know, they're one of those franchises that, of course, they're always one big move away. You know, maybe it's an Anthony Davis or something like that, but they're always one big move away from being back in the conversation. But that thing's widened down in Golden State, and everyone needs to accept that.
And other teams are getting better.
Yeah, totally.
On top of it.
Last thing, CJ, I wouldn't bring you on the program without giving you a chance to talk about the team that matters most to you, the Burgundy and Gold. What do you make of the coordinator departures?
I'm not surprised. You know, obviously Cliff was the hot commodity, head coaching commodity at the end of last season, decided to come back this year. But with all of Jaden's injuries and, you know, the dysfunction of Terry McLaurin and, you know, the receiving core and just the injuries across the roster overall, I mean, that offense was a shell of itself this year. And, you know, mutually parting ways was the verbiage they used, in, you know, with Cliff. And it kind of makes sense, man. I mean, that guy has to, you know, go chase an opportunity while he can, you know, stay hot, I guess. So, you know, good for Cliff. I'm glad he's able to come to Washington and kind of, you know, restructure his value, you know, much like Trae Young is doing now, right? But, you know, best of luck to Cliff. I got the chance to cover him when I covered the Arizona Cardinals back in the day. Solid guy, great offensive mind, and, you know, I hope that, you know, if it's not a head coach in the NFL this cycle, you know, maybe he can stick on at the college level again and, you know, have great success. In terms of Joe Witt Jr., man, they should have launched that brother into the sun. They should have launched that brother into the sun, man. I wish him and his family the best, but that product he put out there on the field this year was absolutely atrocious. It was atrocious, man, and I don't know, you know, in terms of, you know, who can replace these guys. Obviously, there's a lot of big names, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, once we get through the playoffs, we'll see what other, you know, hirings and firings are made. I have no idea who's going to fill these positions, but I do know that Dan Quinn's job is on the line. And, you know, the success of this next wave of coordinators is going to really, really say a lot about Dan Quinn's future in D.C.
Yeah, man, I actually just wrote a story that's like, all right, DQ, now all the pressure's on you because GMs don't get fired at nearly the same rate coaches do, and 2 years in, you're now 500. You just had to redo your staff. You better get it right, man. CJ, I know how busy you are. You're covering probably 100 basketball games a year. How many Commanders games do you go to this year?
Let's see. This year, I went to the home opener against the Giants. Giants game. Also about three this year.
Okay, that's down for you, man. Maybe next year you'll be more motivated. They start winning again. Thank you for the time, bro.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother.
That's our guy, CJ Holmes, New York Daily News. You can read his work. You can give him a follow at Holmes Scribe. When we come back, we just got major news from the NFL. Another coach has been fired, and this one might directly relate to Washington. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's BVinch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Dude, remember yesterday we were talking about my Pepco bill going through the roof?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has absolutely nothing to do with my Rood system. I talked to Jimbo. What we have with the Rood system is the best of both worlds. It's called a dual fuel system.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, when it's cold at 30 degrees or below, your heat pump is programmed to turn off and your furnace kicks on for maximum efficiency. If you're getting jacked by Pepco like I am, get a Rood system. They'll do their best to keep your bills low, even though the data centers are killing all of us. Plus, you can save a bunch of cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Yeah, without Rood, that thing would have been $700. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.